This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can no longer allow my family, my dear friends, my dedicated staff and cabinet to be subjected to the consequences that my past actions have brought upon them.
Alabama says goodbye to its governor. He is going to be picking up trash, maybe in your neighborhood, serving community service. Among the deal odds and ends that he cut. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is a big story because this is a story that has been bounced around for a while now. Having an affair, a long-time affair with an aide is very costly. In this case, for Bentley, they had much more on him. And once they laid the hammer down, he had no choice. Arrested, booked, and he resigns. Rather than face impeachment, he pleads guilty to two misdemeanor campaign violations that came up during this investigation of his affair, alleged affair, with a top aide. 74-year-old Republican, one-time Baptist deacon in his life, stepped down. He said, as you heard there, that he's sorry that he let the people of Alabama down. The violations, by the way, were discovered during the investigation of his affair, but were not directly related to it. And I'm talking about a slew of other problems. One misdemeanor charge against him stemmed from a $50,000 loan he made to his campaign in November that investigators say he didn't report it till January. State law says major contributions should be reported within a few days. Now, the other charge came from the use of campaign funds to pay about $9,000 in legal bills for his political advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason, last year. A retired district attorney who was part of that state investigation said he did what he did. He deserves now to be called a criminal. He's got to come up with campaign funds that are about $37,000 within a week. Has to do that 100 hours of community service. But he doesn't have to pick up trash. He's going to do it as a doctor, as a physician. He's a dermatologist. But he cannot seek public office again. He said he didn't want to subject his family and staff to the consequences of past actions. It's crazy what's going on because Bentley's resignation follows the booting of former House Speaker Mike Hubbard, who left back in 2016 after being convicted on ethics charges. So no stranger to controversy. Cutting the deal was the right thing to do because there was, I think, too much more to lose if he had tried to fight it out. If he tried to do that, just asking for forgiveness, doing what he has to do, that was the very smart thing for him to do. Because it wouldn't have turned out great for him. He absolutely did the right thing there. Hey, remember a company called Citgo? You remember it, didn't you? I remember. I'd be on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, for any of you who are from New Jersey, that part of New Jersey. But even if you're not, you can totally relate to it, right? Coming off of a bridge, gliding into New Jersey from Philadelphia, and I would see the familiar triangle, which was a marker to me, knowing I was getting closer to home. And what was the familiar triangle? It was the Citgo logo. Don't you love that? Citgo. How about this? Russia could soon control an American energy company if Venezuela, state-run oil company Petróleos de Venezuela, doesn't pay back Russia on its loan it took out in December. Citgo an oil company which runs pipelines and refineries across the U.S., actually could be given to Russia. It's like a wild poker game where you can't believe who ends up with the loot in the end. Petróleos de Venezuela has owned Citgo since the 80s. Citgo was put up as collateral. So it wouldn't be a direct takeover, but it's cause for concern. And there are a lot of conversations about that, given the U.S. domestic refinery capacity. The U.S., or not the U.S., the House Committee on Foreign Affairs key members wrote to U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Six senators led by Marco Rubio and Bob Menendez from New Jersey also expressing concern. And they should. Wouldn't that be a kick in the teeth? And they end up snatching it up. As payback, the familiar orange triangle and the blue letter Citgo. My childhood sign that I was getting closer to home. Wow. Pretty scary. Scary, rather. And what about Syria? Syria. Has the game changed at all? The U.S. says Russia knew of the chemical attack in advance. What did they know? This is an official who wasn't authorized to speak publicly on intelligence matters, had to be anonymous, didn't give precise timing for when the drone was in the area, but said they had a drone. More than 80 people were killed. No details for the military intelligence information that form the basis of what the Pentagon believes, but there's no final American determination that's been made that Russia did know ahead of time that chemical weapons would be used. But it's being thrown out there as part of the conversation. Russia has steadfastly supported Bashar Assad, his government, and they've coordinated military attacks together. The Russians work with Syrians. At the air base where the attack supposedly originated. Chemical weapons were stored there, and it leads to the conclusion that Russia was complicit in the attack. Colonel Thomas, a U.S. military spokesperson, said the U.S. has taken extra defensive precautions, thank goodness, in Syria, in case of possible retaliation against American forces for the cruise missile attack. There still could be plenty of retaliating going on. The U.S. intends to return to full offensive air ops against ISIS as soon as possible. Nightmare. A nightmare and standing there with a blind jack, not knowing what's going to come up on the next card. I say take Assad out. Take Assad out. Some say, look, it was Islamic rebels who staged this. Does not feel like that. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We were all a little upset, to be honest, that we were going to have to sit and wait until four people volunteered. And then she said that rather than negotiate up a higher price or try and get other people to volunteer, she said, well, we'll choose four people to get off the flight. He was like the rest of us, a little stunned that they would even suggest such a thing, and not disruptive at all.
It is in the fine print. An airline can make a passenger give up their seat if a flight is overbooked, but it really is about the way that this man was removed that's sparking the outrage. And United Airlines already is ranked by consumers as having the worst customer service.
And it's not going to get ranked any better. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, so check it out. United, overbooked flight 3411 decided to force random passengers, as the guy said, off the plane. Ridiculous, unbelievable accommodations. No, not terrible accommodations. That's not what you do on an airline, but the fine print says it. So they forced passengers off the plane. You're supposed to be on the plane. You just want to go to where you're going, and then they force you off, and then it goes viral, and the whole world gets to watch that. Oh, that's so ridiculous. It's outrageous is what it was. And they had to drag the guy off. I mean, the dragging was unbelievable. Dragging the guy off the plane, you see the pictures of that. It's shocking. They were just pulling his body all the way down. All the way down the middle of the aisle, and everybody's filming it. So they've got film. They've got video of it. Wow. Crazy. To see that. Oh, my goodness. What is United thinking? I think it's tough to overcome what some of these people are saying. And yes, they can say they're within their rights to do that, which they are. But is that the public image that you want out there? It's pretty competitive, airline-wise, right now. And United isn't exactly the most overbooked in the land. You'd think they would want to try to figure out a better way to have handled that. And then, they can make arguments. You can make arguments that, well, that's what we do. That's how we roll. It says it. And somebody decides to pitch a fit, and we got to get them off. But deciding on who was going, that's the tricky deal. Let's see. Let me see the passenger manifest. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who do we need to get off and go? And then that passenger didn't want to do it. Sorry, I don't want to move. I've seen some crazy things on planes. Oh, man, I have seen some crazy things. I've never seen somebody dragged down the aisle. Never. I would not be happy if I was on that plane and I watched that, though. So you had Delta that had disruptions because of Mother Nature trying desperately to get people back on the road. And then you had this thing with United where the man wouldn't do it. So it was pretty disturbing. Travelers were furious over it. Department of Transportation said it would review the incident. Forcibly removed from the Louisville, Kentucky-bound United flight at Chicago O'Hare. It's a publicity nightmare because of all the recordings, especially. They pulled him by his arms and legs. People were shouting in protest when he was removed from the plane. And United asked passengers to give up their seats voluntarily for compensation. Four crew members needed to get on the flight in order to work another one in Louisville, or else that flight would be canceled. No one volunteered. Imagine that. Then they were forced into what they call involuntary deboarding situation. Involuntary deboarding. And so what they do, they weigh factors to determine passengers that would leave, which passengers would leave the flight, such as connecting flights, how long the delay would leave the customer at the airport. They explained the situation to the guy, I guess, a bunch of different times. When he refused, the protocol is to forcibly remove him. That's just so brutal, though. Oh, you drew the short straw. Sorry. Whatever our reasonings were, we need these four seats. You need to get off. Get off. And so, of course, there was an internal memo that the CEO, Oscar Munoz, put out and said the crew members approached the gate agents after the flight was fully boarded, said they need to board the flight. They sought volunteers. And, if you had gotten off, they offered up to $1,000 in compensation. The passenger raised his voice, refused to comply, more disruptive, more belligerent every single time. And that's what they did. What's the lesson we can learn from this? What do we learn from what happened on that flight and the crew members? I don't know. I think what we learned is that United has a cockamamie policy, and if I were their crisis communication manager, I'd be sitting down with Munoz and saying, we got to figure out a better wow for you. We got to figure out a way to reshuffle the deck at United. It's pretty competitive out there. And you can talk about your team, and you can talk about the urgency and a review and all of that. Bottom line is the crew needed to get on, wanted to get on, said we want on, and they bumped randomly four people. That's not pretty. And then they come on and they just sit down quietly, and they said it was super tense on the plane. Everybody was unhappy after seeing him pulled off. after you've taken your seat. You know, there is something about that. It'd be true. It'd be one thing you got the seat, the passenger manifest, and now this is our protocol. We got to get these guys to work. So four people, I'm sorry, but you're going to get pulled up, or we're giving you $1,000 and we'll help you re-rack. They're going to have to come up with something a lot better, I think, to soothe over these really hard feelings. It's not easy. I don't think people are easily going to forget what happened on United. And it's just a good reminder, if you have a flight, boy, pack your patience. Think of alternative ways to get to wherever you're going. If you get to the airport and Mother Nature or crew members from another flight that have to get to somewhere, whatever it is, just be prepared to ad-lib the situation, to jump in and roll with whatever punch gets thrown, whatever happens. I mean, the only thing you could have done was get off, take the compensation, and that's that. But taking the compensation means more hanging around the airport waiting to get back. What do you have waiting on the other side? Are you picking up somebody? Is somebody picking you up? I mean, listen, it's not cut and dry. Oh, I'm going back to an empty house. No big deal. Uh-uh. There's people waiting on people. There's reasons they have to get back. I get it when you get bumped. Especially when you see that it's crew. Because you're not disrespecting the crew, but you say to yourself, oh, are you kidding? They're flying their crew, four of them. This is a disaster. Of all of the disasters I've seen lately, this one takes the cake. Because they're going to have a hard time overcoming that. They really are. Trying to figure out how they can overcome it. They certainly have to change that policy. They got to figure out a way around that policy. There has to be a better alternative to just waiting till people are comfortably in, sitting down, and then tell them, oh, I'm sorry, you're bumped. I'm sorry, you're out of here. You're bumped. You're off the plane. What are you thinking? You're not going anywhere. Uh-uh. No way. No way, Jose. Nasty. Nasty piece of business. And then with that combined with what happened with Delta, which was Mother Nature, and there's not much you can do. It's one thing if I were a gate agent and I could tell people, listen, all these tornadoes, we have no choice. You don't want your plane to get hit. I think people get that. But crew members showing up and then randomly getting bumped, I don't believe so. Buckle up. We're not going to kick you off. Stay with us. Friendly skies here on America Tonight.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and
viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Tonight we've been talking a lot about brain and the science around so much of what's happening in our lives, and this is fascinating. I'm really pleased to welcome to the show, she's in our virtual green room right now, Sandy Leyva, who is a neuroscientist and founder of Brainways Training and Development, where she helps firms discover how neuroscience can accelerate leadership and business. Boy, that sounds like something a lot of businesses could use. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So neuroscience now, we're discovering more and more about the brain and the significance of exactly what you're talking about, brain ways and training. That's why I love it that you talk about how you can use neuroscience and how it can accelerate, as I just said, what you're doing leadership-wise in business. So let's start from the first step. What have you discovered?
So I want to talk a little bit about women in the workplace, but first we have to go to science. You know, when we think about gender bias and gender equality, gender inclusion and diversity, you know, there's a lot of words for it, Kate.
Basically,
you know, the bottom line is women haven't risen to the top like we expected them to. You know, over the last 50 years, we had some tremendous gains in the 70s and the 80s, and then it's kind of just slumped in the 90s and the 2000s, whatever you call that decade, the 00s. So when we think about gender bias, we think about work and equal pay. But I'd like to share what I've discovered about brain and gender bias.
Mm.
And so this is the National Institute of Health. This is a government body that does a lot of research. And in medical research, there's tremendous gender bias. And we might think about the scientists. There's gender bias there, but what about the poor animals that we need to use for research? And I know a lot of people don't want to think about that, which is why this probably hasn't gotten a lot of press. But guess what? There's tremendous gender bias in the fact that scientists use male animals and not female animals. And the rationale is that females are more complicated, you know, because they have the monthly cycle and everything else. But that's a horrible, there's been horrible effects on that.
Mm.
So, for example, here's a study, 79% of studies from 1997 to 2007 that were published in just this one magazine journal, PAIN, which is a juried, you know, research publication, use male animals and not female animals. But here's the side effect from that. Women have more side effects from drugs than men because women, animals, don't get tested before they're rolled out to the marketplace.
Wow.
That's pretty huge, don't you think?
Yes. Oh, are you kidding? So without that, boy, it's really, we're at the craps table in a way, honestly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I can see why researchers wanted to simplify their research, but I think they didn't realize the significant differences in male and female brains and the fact that they really do have to use both animals. So the NIH, the National Institute of Health, has taken action. In 1993, they passed the Revitalization Act, and that mandates to include women in government-funded research. But that didn't help the animals. But in 2014, only 3 years ago, can you believe this is happening in, you know, you would think this, we would have solved this in 1913. But anyway.
Yeah. No kidding.
The NIH did require scientists to consider using female animals in medical research. So I bring this up not only because it's a huge issue from a health industry standpoint, but I think it's also why we haven't made much progress in solving the workplace bias.
Wow. Yeah, so how do we turn that around?
So I think what we need to do is we have done some great things to help women in terms of fixing the symptoms, but I don't think we've solved the root issue, and I think that's why neuroscience can impact leadership so much. Again, there are enough differences in brain wiring between men and women that when we put women in a hierarchical, patriarchal workplace, they can survive, but they don't thrive.
Mm.
So, you know, women and men can get the same skills, right?
That, right.
You know, it's not a skills issue. It's a mindset and it's an emotional issue. And you know how taboo that emotion is, you know, talking about emotion in the workplace.
Right.
But the wiring, you know, at the emotional level between men and women, I mean, everyone knows that there's a difference,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, and the strengths are tremendous, you know, for business. Women can read facial expressions better. Women have the brain wiring to be better negotiators. Women are fantastic at relationship building. And that's all positive for the workforce. What I think we need to do from an action standpoint is we need to embrace these differences more. And we need to begin to create a more matriarchal workplace or, you know, a workplace that's equal in men's and women's strategies, you know, what they need. And the main thing I think women are leaving before they get to this top level is because stress is a part of that emotional difference. And the workplace doesn't treat men and women differently when it comes to stress. But we know from Larry Cahill's research that the part of the brain that processes stress, which is the amygdala, women and men are significantly different from a structure standpoint, from a chemical standpoint. You know, testosterone allows men to fight or flee. Right? You've heard of the fight or flight.
Sure.
Everybody's
yeah.
heard of that. And as a matter of fact, women are told to fight or flight when it, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing. But that's not what they do. That's not how they handle stress. They tend and befriend. So they prefer to diffuse a stress stressful situation. So there's, you know, three things we need to do. I think one of them is we need to continue to adopt structures that allow the workplace to be more suitable for women. Work-life balance, flexible hours. Did you know that in Europe they get 1 year of pregnancy leave compared to 12 weeks here?
Yeah, what a difference. Exactly.
And both women and millennials prefer continuous feedback instead of that annual review. So there are a lot of policies and structures that need to be changed in order for both women and men to thrive in the workplace to where we get the most out of, you know, each type of person. You know, and some women are more male in areas and some men are more female in areas. So we're not really talking about absolute stereotypes here. We're talking about making it work for the individual. But another thing is anything that decreases stress in females or allows them to embrace it will also help us get to that root cause so that we can make faster progress. And there's a whole field called resilience that addresses it, but again, it hasn't split by gender the way it needs to. So I think we need more research as well. And then I think the last thing that we need is women need to do things for themselves, which I know is hard for a lot of women. They need to spend more time on self-care, you know. So,
Wow, fascinating what you're talking about. If companies really nurtured this, then some of the female leadership that they talk about really wanting, I know that I've spoken for a lot of different companies with women's leadership development, we hear that there's this desire to have more females at the top, and geez, what do? If they would apply a lot of what you're saying, they could get there maybe faster, and then certainly not only accelerating gender inclusion, but I would think, and I don't know because this would have to be researched, but I bet that would help the bottom line.
Absolutely, Will, because it's already been shown for decades that diversity in teams, not just gender diversity, but, you know, all the other diversities, racial, sexual, all the other diversity produces better thought, better solutions, better innovation, you know, all those things that, frankly, companies are struggling with right now. I know in the industry that I focus in, professional services, talent shortage is an issue. But that could be directly solved by just making the workplace more of a thriving environment for both men and women. And, you know, whenever we solve the gender issue, there's a huge overlap with the millennial issue. So millennials are struggling in the workplace as well. And a lot of these things that we're talking about for gender bias can also allow the millennials to thrive better in the workplace as well.
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating. I like when you were talking about stereotypes and forget the stereotypes for a second, that millennials and females like continuous feedback. That's so true. But most companies, it is just the annual review.
That is huge. And there are a few very progressive, you know, the best places to work companies that have knocked out that annual review, but it's still fairly rare. And what they're doing is they're doing continuous daily feedback and, you know, weekly feedback. And they're also implementing something that first originated in the government, which is called after action review. So after a significant execution of a project or a client meeting, they're having kind of a powwow, you know, that says, how did we do?
Wow. So. Fascinating. Incredible. All right, Sandy Leyva, thank you so much. Neurosciences founder, as I said before, of Brainways Training and Development. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's time to dive into the mailbag. And boy, congratulations to all of you. I say this all the time, but gosh, so many emails. Thanks. Let's jump right into it. Like I mentioned, this one is from Philip. And Philip says, Kate, what is going to happen in Syria? I heard you talking the other night about now Rex Tillerson going to Russia. That makes sense. But is there mixed signals going on? Is there going to be a regime change? Is Assad going to be out? Oh, if I had a crystal ball, and I tell you, I think they need to kick Assad out. But when I say they, it would have to be more than the United States backing this idea. I don't know. To me, this has to happen. However, the priority that the administration is saying, so first they have a chemical weapons attack. A counterattack to what happened with the chemical weapons, the horror of that, right, which was blamed on the Assad regime. Then the conversation really is about taking out ISIS and defeating ISIS. So is Assad a priority? Even over the weekend on the Sunday Swirl and Face the Nation, Tillerson was a guest. And when he was asked about getting rid of Assad, was it a priority deposing Assad? He said, I think that the president's been pretty clear, first and foremost, we have to defeat ISIS. And he talked about the Syrian people have to determine the future of Assad. So that says to me, well, I guess they're not necessarily taking out Assad. It's not about that. And Russia and Iran have to be part of this deal. So there is no pressure, I guess, that's going to be put on Moscow over its support for Assad, which is what I thought was going to happen, that there was going to be some pressure put on there, but apparently not. So Assad may stay. That is interesting, isn't it? And defeating ISIS is ultimately what the focus is going to be. As we move on to our next one, this one is from Jake. Kate, it's been a couple of days since I've actually emailed the show. I used to bank at Wells Fargo. Did you see about all that nonsense that happened with them with the fake accounts? Did you see that they have a clawback of a huge amount of money from the former CEO, and that they're going to take more money for what's happened with this fake account craziness? I did see that. They said like $75 million, something like that, from the CEO, another executive involved in it, because of they've had a six-month investigation, and it's screwed up the culture of Wells Fargo. There's no question. So they've taken back money from the people that were at the top. They say they've had this exhaustive investigation, and altogether, from last fall, they're returning like $180 million overall, something like that, in pay. But you know what? Mass terminations, all this misconduct, mistrust, that's tough to build. When you have a brand, that's pretty damaging to try to come back with that. When all you see is Wells Fargo, fake accounts, people were getting jacked around by these fake accounts, does it make you want to bank at that institution? The answer is no. How much business has Wells Fargo lost? And you can't get that back, no matter how much money they give back. That's pretty difficult to come up with a bounce, right, to bounce back from that. All right, here's one from Tom. Kate, I heard you talk about, and I'm so glad you opened your show. I happen to be listening in Portland. I listen to KPAM, as you call it. Sergio Garcia really outdueling Justin Rosen. That one hole playoff was pretty amazing. You said it right. It was cool that he came up with the birdie. He had two strokes to give, but the birdie made it even better after all of the struggles that he's had trying to win a major. Can you imagine 70 plus times you try and then it finally happens and it's the green jacket? I thought it was awesome. So kudos to you for opening with something positive and then swinging into the rest of the nonsense. Yeah, Sergio, thanks for that, Tom. Sergio Garcia, most career top tens in a majors all time and the first major win for him, if you think about that. I mean, he's had a ton of top 10 finishes. He's made money on the tour. He's a popular player. People like Sergio Garcia, but he just couldn't close the deal with the Masters. He could with any major. And once that keeps getting talked about, you keep getting asked that question. Hey, maybe this is your turn. What are you doing to get ready for the tournament? And, you know, and it gets old, I think. So he doesn't have to worry about that now. I think it's pretty cool. All right, moving along. How about this? I saw this, just a brief little one here from Zoe, who said, did you know Ms. Delaney, because I know that I'm in the tri-state area, that New York just gave the high five for tuition-free college for some people in the middle class. I'm not really sure what it means. I know that I saw that on the local television, and there was a lot of conversation about it. Yeah, it's huge. First state in the nation to make tuition free for middle class students for 2 and 4 year public colleges. So Governor Cuomo introduced that plan back in January. They agreed to include it in the state budget. It was approved by the Assembly over the weekend and the Senate late Sunday night, so the governor's will sign that budget bill because that was his baby, and tuition will be free for people who earn up to a specific income cap, which will be phased in over the next 3 years. So let's just explain that a little bit more. So starting this fall, undergraduate students who attend a State University of New York or City University of New York school will be eligible for the Excelsior Scholarship if their families earn no more than $100,000 a year. The income cap will hit will lift to 110 next year and then reach 125 in 2019. That would mean that if you're eligible, you would pay nothing in for tuition, which costs over $6,400 annually at four-year schools, about $4,300 and change a year at community colleges. So they would still be on the, they would still have to, you know, pay for the fees, the other fees, the books and room and board and all of that if they live on campus. And, you know, that can add up to a bunch. So students have to take 30 credits a year to get the scholarship. And there were people that spoke out against it because they say it excludes students who enroll part-time. But Cuomo said the credit requirement is flexible so that any student facing hardship would be able to pause and restart the program or take fewer credits, you know, one semester, et cetera, whatever. Wow, that's pretty interesting. So they've estimated that the scholarship will cost about $163 million in the first year, but some say that's lowballing. They think it's going to be more because 200,000 students would be eligible once the program is fully implemented. I don't know. I think it's great. In New York, it is so expensive to live in New York. And imagine if you're struggling and you really qualify for all of it and, you know, hey, what are they doing with all the fees they're pulling in there anyway? So to me, I think this is, let's see how they implement it, because they're going to have to tweak it as it goes along. But I like the idea of that. You know, think of single mothers who are working two or three jobs and are just desperate to try to get their kids or kid into college, and they know they just don't have the money for it. And that would be, that's a huge boost, because if you think four-year college and you add all that up, wow. That's big. But again, big on the surface. Let's see how it's implemented. And that's states. And I'm all about states taking control, states' rights, coming up with ideas, blah, blah, blah. And so to me, that's pretty powerful. All right, let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Kevin, who says, Kate, what's going on with healthcare? I guess not much, because so much of the focus is on Syria now and the wall, I guess, but the Supreme Court nominee, who is now the justice, maybe that some of that will go out, so to speak, with the tide, and we'll have more conversation about healthcare. Well, you know, we're always talking about healthcare. I felt like for 4 weeks straight, you could have just plugged in the same thing I was saying. No matter what conversation I was having with anyone, healthcare, I say it all the time, is personal. What's in your wallet? What does that card say? How confident do you feel that you're getting really good healthcare at a great price? And the answer to that is, I find that people, unless they have a great company they're working for, most people are confused about what the coverage is, don't think it's very good, are scared to death, which is only adding to the stress that something will happen and they're going to have to pay massive amounts of money out of pocket and they're not going to be able to do it. So there you have it. Thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me too. It's pretty simple. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in like that.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.